the Journal News used the state's Freedom of Information Law, known as FOIL, to build its map. It sparked an outcry from current and former law enforcement officials who demanded the paper take it down. State Senator Greg Ball says the map proved to be a nightmare for law-abiding citizens.
You had a rash of break-ins. Not only that, we had victims of domestic violence whose abusers used the map. We had corrections officers who were getting threats from inmates that they were pointing to the interactive map and saying, hey, we know where your family is.
In Maine, the Bangor Daily News filed a similar request for the names and addresses of all concealed weapons permit holders in that state. That didn't set well with Augusta Republican Corey Wilson, who floated a bill that would make such information private. The state representative was alarmed after learning police in New York arrested a man carrying the Journal News list around and burglarizing houses. Wilson was determined to prevent any similar list from being compiled in Maine.
In light of what happened in New York, it highlighted a potential issue for me, which I researched and worked with some other organizations, the Sportsman's Alliance of Maine, and determined that we needed to address that legislatively in the state of Maine.
The Bangor Daily News published an editorial statement on its website Thursday afternoon, trying to explain its actions. Wilson says the paper has now backed down, but the battle for privacy wages on.
Maine citizens that are law-abiding citizens, which have gone through federal, state, and local background checks. These are stand-up citizens with clean records. In most instances, these individuals are not criminals. They don't want their names released to the public in any way, shape, or form, and it's apparent based off the fact that the newspaper has decided to withdraw their request that, you know, Mainers are extremely concerned. Almost all police departments and municipalities across the state of Maine were extremely concerned that this information could potentially be made public in such a way that was done in New York State.
In New York, starting today, a component of the SAFE Act allows pistol owners to secure their information. Again, Senator Greg Ball.
Hopefully we can actually get the governor to agree to make it so you don't have to opt in, that you have an absolute right to privacy. So people can know that they're protected.
The state police are making forms available at sheriff's and clerk's offices, as well as gun dealerships. Rockland County Clerk Paul Piperato says the form cannot be foiled for by any media outlet.
And this form will allow people to opt out to have their information public. And there's several different categories on the form that could be reasons for that. One is a safety reason. One, they might be a current police officer or a past police officer. They might be a victim of domestic violence. So there's like about four or five different categories that an individual could sign off on.
Dutchess County Clerk Brad Kendall says his office has already received over 800 requests for the opt-out forms. There's a link to the New York SAFE Act on our website, wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.